Welcome to the Real Life Weight Loss Podcast, where we cut through the confusion and get down to the truth about what really works for real people when it comes to losing weight, having incredible health, and a body that you love. We believe that losing weight is really about gaining life, doing things you never thought you could, having renewed confidence, and enjoying your body more than ever. I'm your host, Corey Little. Now let's get to it. And I'm back with the second installment in this three-part series. Today, we are continuing with the three-part series of weight loss secrets. I'm telling you all the secrets of weight loss. This is episode number 289, by the way. In actuality, I'm not really a big fan of the word secrets, but it sounds good. It sounds fun. So we'll probably call these episodes that. In actuality, I'm sharing three core concepts from my anti-diet method. These are things that I teach every single client. This will help you better understand what we do and how we do it. And then after I finish this three-part series next week, the fourth and final installment of this will be a live Q&A event with yours truly, with me, on Thursday, April 18th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. If you want to attend, you need to register. So go to everybodyhatesdiets.com because it's true, right? Everybody does hate diets. You can find that link down in the show notes. But go to everybodyhatesdiets.com to register. Come on, Corey, to register for this free live event. If you have questions for me about the anti-diet method or about anything, really, anything weight loss related, food, diet, supplements, whatever, then you'll want to attend. This is a great opportunity. We'll get to hang out. I'll answer your questions. I'd love to meet you. I love meeting listeners. We'll start with a super quick presentation. Like I said, the fourth and final installment of this Secrets series. Probably only like 10 or 15 minutes of a little presentation. And then I'm just there for you to answer your questions, or if you want to possibly even coach you real time right then and right there. So mark it down on your calendar, Thursday, April 18th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And then pause this episode right now. Pause this episode. Go to everybodyhatesdiets.com. You can find that link down in the show notes. Go to that link to register, okay? Because I can't wait to see you on Thursday, April 18th. And now, let's get started with this episode. Have you ever listened to another podcast that gets so quickly into the meat of the subject? We just jump right in. Thank you so much for being here. Let me not forget that. Thank you. You can spend your time with anyone. You're spending it with me, and I really, really appreciate it. But I wanted to let you know, you're in the middle of a series here. So last week, we covered secret number one was how to overcome inconsistency and stick to your food plan or meal plan or weight loss program, whatever you want to call it. If you haven't heard that already, definitely go back and listen. It will set you up to better understand and to really get more out of today's episode, which is episode 289. So now let's get to our core concept, our secret for today. Here's the thing. If I had to guess, you're probably a pretty busy person. You might feel like you don't have enough hours in the day to get everything done, right? You're running from here to there, working overtime, trying to be a good mom or dad, taking care of kids, work, family, life responsibilities, and somehow there's no time left for you. I mean, how in the world are you supposed to take care of yourself when you're exhausted trying to take care of everything and everyone else? Isn't that how most of us feel? It's like we give ourselves away, 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 away until there's nothing left. And we can't pour from an empty cup. Heck, we can't even maintain our own cup, right? Well, one of my clients named Angela knows exactly how you feel. As she was moving through my program using the anti-diet method, she said, this was a post she made. She said, you know, my biggest hurdle right now is just carving out time for myself. I need to reprioritize my work and home life. How many of us feel that way, right? It's like, God, I just need to reprioritize things. I need to get better, you know, better organized. Oh, yeah, that's the solution. I got to get better organized and reprioritize and everything will be better. She went on to say, my work can be incredibly demanding and it can take over a lot of my time. So then after working through my anti-diet method for a few weeks, she followed up with this post. She said, I now have a whole new outlook on diet and exercise. This past weekend would have normally thrown me completely off the wagon. Instead, I enjoyed good food and I still felt good. Like, you know what? I've got this. There's no need to give up and throw in the towel. Aha! This is what we want, right? This is the mindset we want to embrace. So what caused Angela's whole new outlook with diet and exercise? Well, there's a lot of things playing into it. But let's just try to zone into one specific thing. What's the secret that helped her break through the busyness and be successful? It's weight loss secret number two, and that is do less to achieve more. This is how you lose weight and get fit, even if you're crazy busy. It's by utilizing the power of micro changes. It's a step-by-step approach that utilizes small strategic changes that add up over time to give you truly life-changing results. The easiest way to explain this is with an analogy. And all of you know I love talking in analogies, right? So I hope this connects. I hope it makes sense for you. But think back to when you were in school. Imagine if you walked into your math class, maybe algebra or trigonometry or geometry, right? One of these kind of tough math classes. And then on day one, on the very first day of school, the teacher said, "Okay, I hope everyone's ready. We're about to take the final exam." What? On the first day of class? On the first day of school? Are you kidding me? This is crazy. I mean, you would fail miserably, right? I know I would fail miserably. You're not ready. You need to learn and progress step by step. You haven't learned anything yet. You haven't had a chance to mess up, to get help, and to correct your mistakes. You need time. You need time to learn things bit by bit. Time to practice and get better before moving to the next thing. Think about it, guys. That's what math is. We first just learn numbers, and then we learn basic addition and subtraction. And then we learn maybe our multiplication tables, and then we learn division and long division, and it builds and builds and builds on itself. We don't start with algebra or trigonometry or calculus. And this is exactly what micro changes are all about. Look, if you've ever felt overwhelmed, frustrated, confused, or just like you don't have enough time to do it all, to do all the stuff you need to do to lose weight, then micro changes could be a massive game changer for you. Pretty much every diet or weight loss program out there makes you take the final exam on day one. Essentially, they say, look, read the whole book and start full throttle on day one. As I explained in the last episode, I was guilty of doing the exact same thing for so many years with my clients. On Monday, you've got to jump into grueling workouts and change every single thing you do, eat, and drink all day long. Change your entire life all at once. In case you haven't noticed, this does not work. It doesn't, right? We know it, but we keep going back to it. It's just a recipe for disaster. It does nothing but overwhelm you and make you think that losing weight has to feel hard and nearly impossible. It's like there's no way I can do it all and get it right. And right is just a code word that the bully in our brain uses for perfect. You got to do it all and you got to do it perfect. And then we crumble under the pressure because there's no way to do that, right? Here's the thing. It's not your fault for feeling this way. It's not entirely your fault. The typical weight loss methods and the diet mindset that we get from those methods, it sets you up for failure. See, the truth is, you're right. You were right in the way you were thinking. You don't have enough time to do everything. You don't have enough time to do it all at once. But you do have enough time to make a few smaller strategic changes, what I call micro changes. You can do that here and there in your life. It worked for Angela, and it worked amazingly well for another client named Don. Please understand, Don wasn't just like sitting at home twiddling his thumbs with like loads of free time. He works for a Fortune 500 company and travels almost nonstop. Here's a message I received from him early on in the process. While he was on a flight, talk about being busy, he sent this message from a plane. He said, "Corey, I'm on a flight home, and I've listened to your coaching. I'm encouraged and not terribly concerned about my action items. But there will be some challenges. My work team goes out to lunch basically every day. I also travel a tremendous amount and will be forced to eat out quite a bit with clients. I'm doing the best I can to navigate these things, and I am already starting to lose a little weight." So here's the thing, gang. He not only has a lack of time from travel and work, but he's constantly bombarded with company-supplied food and clients that take him out for meals. But he stayed engaged, and he took simple small steps with the micro changes and began to see results. This was a comment from him a few weeks later. He said, "I'm doing well with all of the small changes. I do still need to improve on exercise, though. I have lost almost 10 pounds, so everything is working nicely so far. I'm really enjoying this process, and I'm learning a lot as we go." But that was just the tip of the iceberg, guys. Just the tip of the iceberg for this super busy businessman. So when all was said and done, after weeks and weeks and a few months going through my anti-diet method, he said, "This has been a great experience for me. I've lost 35 pounds and kept it off. My doctor is very pleased with the positive changes in my blood work, and I 100% believe that I can maintain this healthy lifestyle for the rest of my life. Getting healthier has really been kind of fun. I recommended your program to my sister and a few other friends, and I'm pleased with the progress they are making also. This program, the anti-diet method, truly is life-changing." Okay, right now, you may be thinking, especially if the bully in your brain's kind of strong, you may be going, "Corey, dude, for me, it's not just work. man, like, this guy's busy with work. I get it. But for me, it's not just work. It's family that they keep me so busy. And it's just, honestly, it's life in general. It's just crazy. And I'm really stressed most of the time. It's great. Listen, Corey, it's great that this Don guy can achieve those results. But Corey, I'm not Don. I'm not sure I can do what it takes. And you know what my response to that is? You're right. You cannot do what your brain is telling you that it takes. But you can make some small strategic changes. You may feel like you can't make huge sweeping changes, which is what your brain is telling you is necessary. But you can make micro changes. And micro changes not only work, they make the whole process less stressful and more enjoyable. Plus, they allow you to focus on what really matters. It truly feels like you're doing less and achieving more. So regardless of whether it's family or work or just life in general, you can make progress and get results, but it will not happen with a traditional do-it-all-at-once diet or weight loss challenge. And even if you get results, it's going to be super hard to keep those results when you just feel overwhelmed and you're hanging on by the skin of your teeth. You just might need a new mental approach that uses strategic micro changes that build over time and create what I call success momentum. And when you build that success momentum day after day, week after week, it makes you feel unstoppable. And also it's really kind of fun because, again, you're building over time. You're doing less to achieve more. And then before you know, you turn around and you look back and you're like, wow, I've come so far. I didn't even realize it. So now you know. You can lose weight and get fit even if you're super busy with work and family. And the secret is to stop trying to take the final exam on day one, like in my math analogy. Stop their traditional dieting attempts and take a whole new approach with micro changes. Small strategic changes that really add up over time. Doesn't that sound kind of relieving? Like, oh my gosh, you mean I don't have to do it all? No, you don't. Doesn't it also sound kind of exciting? Like you no longer have to do it all at once and feel so overwhelmed, just hoping that you can hang in there long enough to see some results. Instead of that, you can take small steps that fit into your schedule and that lead to big results over time. All right, my friends, this is a little bit of a shorter episode. I'm wrapping it up right here with two things. Don't tune out yet. We're not finished quite yet. Two things. Number one, you do not want to miss next week's episode where I share the third secret, the third core concept of my anti-diet method. So if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to this podcast so you won't miss it. And then number two, the second thing is to mark your calendars for Thursday, April 18th at 8 p.m. Just jump down to the show notes and you will find the registration link, everybodyhatesdiets.com. If you enjoy this podcast, even if you just want to pop in there on April 18th and say, hey, I just wanted to say hello and I enjoy the podcast. That'd be amazing. I'd love to meet you. It'll be incredible. And as I always say, I hope you'll take just 60 seconds, maybe 30 seconds, and share this episode with someone that you know would benefit. And then maybe reach out to that person, discuss it, ask each other some questions. And I promise you'll learn so much more than just listening alone. And you'll benefit so much more. And then I hope to see you and maybe that other person as well on Thursday, April 18th at 8 p.m. Again, you can find that link down in the show notes. Now, here's what I know is going to happen. Some of you amazing, wonderful listeners, you're going to stumble onto this episode after April 18th. And you're going to be like, oh, crap, I missed it. So if you're listening after April 18th, but you're like, oh, man, I still want to know more about this, then here's what I recommend. Just shoot an email to support@coreylittlecoaching.com. We'll include that email down in the show notes. And then we'll explain how you can watch my anti-diet class. That's the next best thing to attending the free live Q&A that I'm doing. It's not the same thing, but it's the next best thing, okay? So just in case you're after April 18th, support@coreylittlecoaching.com. Shoot an email to us. We'll get you taken care of. But if it's before April 18th, then go register. I can't wait to see you then. All right, my friends, always remember, never forget that there's so much more to you than a number. So don't let the scales dominate your day or dictate your emotions for the entire day, right? Don't let it get all up in your head. And yes, losing weight's wonderful. And I love helping people lose weight, but losing weight's really about gaining life and living the life you've always wanted to live. And I know you can do it. I believe it 100% because I see so many other people like Don and like like Angela and so many other people I've talked about on the podcast and who are currently in my group, I see so many other people have success and overcome challenges and overcome hurdles, even if they've tried and failed so many times in the past. So if that's you, it's okay. You keep coming back. I'll keep working on you. We will get you there, my friend. Okay? Okay. Take care. God bless. Bye-bye.